$150-hour package to do a major cleanup on the website.
Just a 150-hour?
I got a second.
What you're saying is $150 is the total number of hours.
Not both of those, but the $150. All right, so I'll call for both approval for the $150-hour package for a full website cleanup. Your favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you. All right, and then last item related to tech is consider and possibly approve purchase of additional backup hardware, and that was back up there in item one. And the hardware is included there in the PC data backup and the iSeries full system backup, which about 70% of those figures includes the hardware. Was that correct? These figures reflect a weekly backup, and the discussions I've heard have leaned towards going to a daily backup. What's that going to do to these figures, or do you need to take that back and redo some of your figures?
Okay.
All right. What's your pleasure on these expenditures in item number one to update and upgrade our backup capability?
Certain that this is not overkill on backup.
Motion by Commissioner Hinton to approve the expenditures as listed in item number one to get our PC data backup and our iSeries full system backup, and then change over to a daily off-site backup tapes. Second by Commissioner Fields. If you're in favor of approving these purchases and the additional labor that goes with it, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. All right, we got through it. You got your marching orders? All right. Well, thank you. I knew this was going to be arduous, but we had to discuss it, and hopefully we won't have much to discuss for a while.
Let's go to work. Let's go to work.
All right, item number 14, consider and possibly approve an increase in the supplement paid to the City of Mount Pleasant for the services of Chief Larry McRae as the Titus County Emergency Management Coordinator. Chief McRae has been in this capacity for, as I recall, about 10 years was when you approved this relationship with the City of Mount Pleasant. Now, Titus County actually contracts with the City of Mount Pleasant. They don't contract with Chief McRae, so if he were to decide to retire or go elsewhere, the city would still provide us with whoever the person would be that would continue in that capacity. Chief McRae, as you know, does a fantastic job for us as the Titus County Emergency Management Coordinator. He is state renowned in his knowledge and capabilities. He is one of the go-to guys, literally, in the state of Texas. We're blessed to have someone of his talent. He has gotten us untold thousands of dollars in the form of grants. He is the one that continues to push us to get our necessary training and to keep our equipment up to date and to plan for disasters, as we all learned in our classes that we took this past year. We are currently paying the city of Mount Pleasant $1,000 a month for this service. And I believe that they have an arrangement whereby they compensate Chief McRae at about, I believe it's $700. And so the city has said, whatever, you know, I asked the question, how much would Chief McRae be compensated for each additional dollar that we contracted with? And it's roughly a two to one split there. So it has been 10 years with no increase whatsoever. The amount of work that he spends in this role has probably quadrupled since that 10-year ago agreement, due to all the things that have changed relative to Homeland Security and FEMA and, in the aftermath of 911. So I'm asking, and they're not giving a recommended amount. That's up to us. And I think we have discussed several different levels here, but what would you like to do?
He's been at $700 for 10 years.
That's the net to Chief. Commissioner Hockaday has made a motion that we increase the amount paid to the city of Mount Pleasant up to $1,300 a month for the services they provide for our emergency management coordinator. I have a second by Commissioner Boggs. Those in favor say aye. We can make it. That's a good question. We'll leave that up to them. All right, we'll tack October 1 as our recommendation as far as the date. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, thank you. Okay, item number 15. Consider and possibly approve issuing a request for proposal for a licensed benefits counselor to assist the county with the selection of the various components of the county's health insurance for the 2013 calendar year. We last visited this, as you'll recall, spent quite a bit of time on this back in, I want to say it was October or November of last year, and we broke down the services that were provided at that time by Health First. I've tried to keep this simple rather than rehashing all of the things that we discussed back then. If we do nothing, Health First will continue this year, and they will bring us another proposal for our insurance. I am giving you another opportunity here to consider opening this up. You know, we really were talking only to Brinson Benefits, and the vote came down to Brinson Benefits versus Health First at this time last year, and I'm suggesting that we open this up to others that might like to make a proposal to us. And I have worded this to where I'd like to limit this to someone who is a licensed benefits counselor, because I don't want just somebody who sells life insurance to come in. We are looking for an advisory role here, someone who would work for the county on a flat fee basis, who would not receive, who would not receive any other form of compensation in the form of, if they were to place our insurance, they would not be compensated by the insurance company where they placed that. Now, this would open this service up to more than just Brinson Benefits, assuming they are still interested. But we're asking for someone who would play the role of the consultant who would also place the insurance. They would make recommendations to us as to what level of insurance, reinsurance, whether or not we want to still consider looking at a self-funded plan versus a Blue Cross type plan. I'm bringing this up now. If we want to make a change for this upcoming year beginning January 1, we can't wait any longer. And so that's why I have got this on here. Obviously, it would take some time to get a request for a proposal put together, and then we would need to vote on it. I would say probably no later than the end of September.
Are you talking about someone like Preston does with our other stuff? Is that what you're talking about here?
I am talking about someone who would essentially provide the same type of service that we're getting right now. Somebody who would be in a consulting or an advisory role who is not going to be the one who's also selling you the insurance. They would choose your third-party administrator. They would assist you with the decisions of, again, how much reinsurance to buy, what type of plan you're going to go with. I won't try to candy coat it. It's basically considering the same things we considered with Brinson Benefits. But again, that vote came down to, is it going to be, which party is it going to be? I am proposing that we open it up and we put out a request for proposal for anybody, including our current providers, including Brinson, and including anybody else. I don't know of any other. I think CAPS is a licensed benefits counselor. There may be others in Titus County. I just don't know at this point. I haven't talked to anybody else.
Let me correct something. You said they would select our third-party administrators. They would recommend to us
that's
their selection.
Right, I'm sorry.
Judge, I've got a list of people in the state of Texas in our area that
does third-party administration or that does consulting?
They will come look at whatever our proposal would be. They would recommend the best proposal, like Preston does.
Okay.
I've been Preston does on our industry. I've got that list. They do it with several counties.
They'd look at our overall package and they'd recommend a third-party administrator. They'd recommend who to buy insurance from and recommend what time of plan.
And Health First would be considered. I would like to make that motion that we would issue a request for proposal for a licensed benefit counselor for the county.
All right, anybody want to second that? I'll second it. Then I'll call for a vote. Would you like to issue a request for proposal for a licensed benefit counselor to assist us with selecting our upcoming year's health insurance? If you would like to do that, say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. Thank you. All right, item number 16. We're getting close. Consider and possibly approve installation of one electrical outlet and data drop in the lobby area at the county-owned Health and Human Services Commission building located at 303 East 11th. They will manage and oversee the project and will be solely responsible for all costs involved. All right, motion by Commissioner Hinton and second by Commissioner Fields. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Item number 17, consider and possibly approve travel and seminars. Let me find my paperwork here. Yeah,
we all
I've got a copy here. First item is Diane Norris. Our clerk would like to attend a meeting in Sherman, Texas on the 17th of August, prep meeting for related to land records, GIS. What is that? What is GIS? That has to do with mapping, doesn't it? And pipelines. So this will get you up to date and ready to work on pipeline work, I guess, coming up. Okay. Is this, does this relate or not relate to your new indexing software? Is that what this has to do? Okay. Okay. All right. This trains you on how to use this new software that's coming. And it's a one-day, non-mandatory. It is no meals involved and no hotel, simply the drive cost of about $130. Sheriff's Department, couple of gentlemen, Terry McDowell and Michael Kirkwood, we would like to send for 4 days of optional developmental training to Austin, Texas, September 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th. We've got a pretty stiff registration fee per diem for each of these gentlemen, about $160 worth. Hotel accommodations, they will be sharing a room. They'll be sharing the drive in a company vehicle. And we do have a grant available. The total cost for each of these gentlemen before the grant, $1,445 and $1,055. We've piled the travel and the lodging on one of those. Each of those will be reduced by about $895. So one becomes a net cost to us of about $550. The other would be a net cost of about $160. Again, to send these gentlemen to Austin. What's the title of this training? What is it for? Yeah. All right. Thank you. All right. I think that was mentioned at the last meeting that you all could provide that training. Next item is a request from Judge Danny Woodson to send Robert Edrington and Tony Bynum to training. And I tried to get Judge Woodson to tell me where this was. I don't even know where this training is. The training is mandatory. It is September 11th, 12th, 13th. The cost of registration for the two is $590. We have per diem meals of $120 per, and we have a shared hotel room at $89 per night for two nights. They will travel in their personal vehicle and ask for reimbursement upon return. New Braunfels? Okay, I did not have that on here. Lastly, Deborah Abston, our district clerk, is asking, and they're using an old form. I don't know what the subject matter is, and I don't know where it's located. Does yours indicate where? Is there anything attached to that? October 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th. The actual dates of training are the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. The cost of registration, $30. Total cost of meals, $160. Hotel of $288. And total cost of training, including attendance, meals, hotel, and travel, $478. She's asking only for the registration at this time, so we can approve the location elsewhere. The cost of registration is only $30. So those are all of the travel requests. Motion by Commissioner Boggs.
Second
by Commissioner Hinton on the travel requests. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Item number 18, approve oral and written reports. favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Any budget amendments? Heard the one budget amendment. Motion by Commissioner Hinton.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hockaday. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Item 21, sign pay orders and approve payments.
Motion pay orders.
Second.
Motion and second by Commissioners Hockaday and Hinton. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Item number 22, closing comments. Start on my right.
I have no.
Judge,
there's one other thing that I need to mention. You know, senior citizens community, we've kicked this thing back and forth for I don't know how long. And with Philip Hinton, Mike Neal, we just got us a contractor. We gave him a punch list of things that needed to be prepared to fix that building up, that facility up, that has not been touched since it was built. We're talking about repaint, we're talking about new ceiling tile, we're talking about tables. Tables were broken and wired together, chairs were wired together, we're going to get some more chairs. The vent hood is not in compliance, we're going to get the vent hood in compliance. And it's not going to cost a whole lot of money. It's just the fact that we need to get to it. And I've got the contractor. He will start, I think, probably this week. Tables have already been, William got us some tables. And, I think it's time to say,
nor do I. Kenny Rollins, they have already had surgery. He's going to be out in about 6 weeks. We'll be checking in, but physically he'll be unable to work on a regular basis.
Yes.
Yeah, we just came in and talked to me in the place.
The office and all that. But,
oh, yeah.
Over the game board.
Yeah.
They set that up out there.
Yes.
But it was really that just I didn't.
So Kenny will be gone for 6 weeks?
6 weeks.
4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah. Move it to the dirt. Pretty major.
27.
Sure.
All right. Thanks for bearing with me.
Let's go to the dirt.
Dirt. Vote. Nine. How does that affect that overall idea of will we get a step up?